Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of March 2016, and this is the 331st Mole Out Loud podcast. Somehow I was finding that really difficult to say. Those two numbers just were very unmelodious together, and I gave it about four goes. I'm very glad that I got it that time. It's a very cloudy day today. There's a huge black cloud I can see hovering. I don't know whether it'll empty itself or not. And a bit of wind has crept up too. So it's a very different day from yesterday that was clear blue skies and completely calm. And really lovely to walk in. Today's good for walking as well, but in a very different way. I've had a friend come in today who's been helping me cut out the dead wood of an area of my garden. And there's such a lot of it. I've been really surprised at the piles of dead wood that have sort of emerged, have grown during the afternoon. And it really makes me think about that idea that of the dead wood in my life, you know, that when you plant something new in fresh, unweedy earth, that every new shoot and every new leaf is a celebration, and then at some point we begin to continue to sprout, but also gather around us more and more dead wood and I guess weeds as well, weeds and dead wood, and often we kind of concentrate so much on the new and growing part that the dead wood just accumulates and tends to clog us up. At least I'm sure and I know that is what has happened with me, that I've accumulated both mentally and materially, and I haven't really had a good philosophy about removing the dead wood. I haven't done it as a seasonal thing, which I think, you know, in the past people have done with ideas like spring cleaning, and so it's just kind of added up. And so now I really need to do that deaccessioning, as a librarian would say, of excess and stuff that is unnecessary anymore, be it in the garden or in the house or in my mind. And I've been thinking a bit about Marie Kondo's, who's this Japanese tidying guru who talks about only keeping things that give you joy, but also only keeping things that you are prepared to put the time and energy into maintaining and looking after. And I think that really goes for what is in your mind and what is around you as well. So now all I need to do is put it all into action and I'll be completely harmonious. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that you are able to remove the debris as you go, so that you are always freshly engaged with what is most important to you. And I hope that, unlike me, you haven't accumulated too much in your lifetime, and that so that you're not clogged down with it. But unclogging is not an impossible task, even if it sometimes feels quite overwhelming. And so I need to remind myself by looking at the fresh and the new, as well as looking at the old and the unnecessary, and finding a balance in my timetable to work on both of those. So I do hope that you are either already doing that or are able to begin to do it if it's a difficult task that you've been putting off, as I have. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I hope you're having a good day today, whether it's ahead or that you will have a good day tomorrow if, like me, it's evening. Thank you very much for listening. As I said before, I really appreciate you being here and with me as I go through my daily struggles and joys with my creative life. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.